746 or 439er. Copy.
746er.
How do you copy, Roger? Any better?
Yeah, it sounds really good now.
Yeah, so I just it went online a little bit. And, you know, they're saying $99 deposit, $500 for the hardware, and then, you know, whatever the monthly charge is, I think is at $120 a month. But you know, I'm just wondering, you know, how hard it is to set up, or, you know, I have an extender where I want to go ahead and put one in my shop, too, and in the Home 20. So I just wonder if there's another device I need to buy on top of that. So I'm just trying to weigh it out.
I don't really know. Supposedly it's pretty easy to set up. You could set it up in about 15 minutes, I understand. My friend in Nevada that's got the motorhome like yours, he has one for his home and a smaller unit for his motorhome, and he's happy. Although, it's, you know, with both of those things, he's paying a couple hundred dollars a month.
Yeah, you know, the internet service up here is not that great. You get a couple things going, like the TV, the shop, and then my wife on the computer, it starts dropping off, you know. And we got, you know, it's supposed to be fast service. We're paying extra for a little faster service, but it still don't work.
602.
Yeah. Hey, man, hope your Thanksgiving was good, and thanks for jumping in there, man.
Yeah, it was really good. I just wanted to chime in because I use Starlink both here at my house and at my business. And I got the lowest business plan. It's the same equipment, just buy the equipment like you're doing the residential plan. But I went to the business plan on their first tier because it's another $20 a month, but I get almost double the speed for 40 gigs, and then it drops back to the residential speed after I go through that. Super easy to set up. You just basically place the dish, and it pretty much steers itself and finds the satellites.
So it actually does go ahead and follows the satellite. I mean, it steers itself into the satellite, and it's only $20 a month is what you're paying?
No. Residential service is $120 a month. And I went ahead and I paid a $20 extra, so I'm paying $140 a month for the first tier of their business plan. And it gives me speeds of up to about 300 megs down and sometimes 30 to 40 megs up. And I get 40 gigs of bandwidth. And then once I go through that 40 gigs of bandwidth, it drops down to the residential plan as far as speeds. And that's still anywhere from 60 to 180 megabits per second. So it's fast either way, but the business plan one for an extra $20 a month, it flies.
Yeah, copy that, Jeff. Yeah, you know, it's not bad for the monthly plan. You know, it's just I got my shop, and, you know, it's in a steel building, and the Wi-Fis aren't carrying it too well, and I just like to have it in the house, and I'm hoping that it'll carry my 12 ring cameras that I have the distance, and I know that's the Wi-Fi issue. So I'm just wondering maybe if there are some other devices that I could get from, you know, to get that signal going, or do I have to stick to these Wi-Fi systems I have?
So there's a solution for that as well. Your home network is what's going to control your Wi-Fi. Starlink can do Wi-Fi from its own router device, but I've got a completely different network in my house, and same thing at my business, where it doesn't use the Starlink's Wi-Fi. It uses what's called Ubiquiti's Unify setup, and it's almost like setting up a hotel. You've got a main router, and then you've got your Wi-Fi devices throughout your house and your property and whatever connected to the network. Cameron's familiar with it. He uses it as well, and then there's a security company, electronics company here in Grants Pass that they install those. The guy's name is Lance Breslin, and he's wonderful. He's not cheap, but he could install you a Wi-Fi network like that so you have Wi-Fi in your shop and in your house and everywhere you need it, all in the same network with your Starlink connection.
And will that also work on another, like the IB internet system I have up here, or do I have to get Starlink?
No, it'll work on whatever internet connection you have. So if you've got cable internet, IB's wireless internet to $8 Mountain or wherever it's pointing from your home, the home network is all on its own. It just will feed off of whatever internet connection you have. So going with Ubiquiti Unify, it's scalable. You can keep it real small, or you can grow it into a big, giant network enterprise if you wanted to. So it's kind of overkill for most people's homes, but with you having a separate shop and, you know, different places you might want internet access, it's perfect.
That sounds like what I'm looking at there, Jeff. I really appreciate that. Is there any way you can just send me his name or his phone number or something, text it to me or something? I'd really appreciate that.
Yep, 100%. I'll take a picture of his business card and I'll text you the info. And he's a good guy. Like I said, he's not real cheap. He's not the bargain kind of guy, but he's the right guy for the job. And he likes using the Unify stuff and is familiar with it. So he can sit down with you and plan out what you need and install only what you need. There's no reason to go overkill and put things in there you don't need. But, yeah, it's a really good thing. So I'll shoot you that info. And I'll shoot you the info about the Starlink stuff, too. You might look into the Starlink Roam if you guys are traveling in your motorhome. It's the same amount as the main stuff to buy the dish, but once you get there, it's only $50 a month, and you can turn it off and pause it for months and months until you're taking a trip.
Now we're talking. This way I can utilize it more than just one place. So, because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling in my motorhome, so that might be the way to go, Jeff. Well, right on, Jeff. Really appreciate you. I really do. So get back to me on them phone numbers and stuff like that, and we'll be chatting with you. And you're on the list, like I told you. So we'll catch up to you. Thank you, Jeff. WRMS 439er.
Hey, anytime. Hey, Roger, sorry to butt into the conversation, but I just wanted to share some of the information, so hopefully it helped out. You guys have a great the rest of the holiday for the Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll talk to you real soon. Have a good day. WRCD 602.